Blog Talk Radio.
Since you fellas look so down and out, I'll make an exception. How much have you got? Well, let's see. I've got 49 cents and an Indian head penny. How much have you got, Ollie? 22 cents. 22 and 49. That's all right, I'll take it. Yeah, y'all. Now what do we do? Well, the first thing you gotta do is fill out this application. Application? That's right. Let's see, name, first, last, occupation, well, what'll I put down for that, Ollie? Occupation, get rich, occupation, address, 28 Chomsky. You know your address. All right, let me have that. Now, since you fellas are so special, I got a special job. What do we have to do? Now, I want you to go down the street to the push cart. Now, this is a test, see? If you pass the test, it means you can get rich quick. Go down the street to the push cart with Giuseppe and grab a bunch of bananas and start running. Bananas? Wait a minute. Why do you want us to do that? I want to see if you're any good at running skills. You gotta have skills to get rich quick. You don't just do it overnight. Does it mean you want him to run? He can hardly walk. Don't worry. Here, use this wheelchair. Wheelchair. That's right. Sit down. Sit in there. Now, you push him. You want me to get an absolute rupture of a hernia? I can't push him. He weighs about 4 tons. Will you cut that out? Now, go on. Down the corner of the Giuseppe's cart. Grab the bananas and start running. And I don't know, but... All right. There's the cart. Now you pull me up by the side, and I'll grab the bananas. And you start running. Wait a minute, you're supposed to... I can't run, you know that. I'm disabled. Now, go ahead.
Yeah, what do you want? Can I hop over here? What do you need? You want to buy fruit over here? It's got a nice apple, I got a pear, got a nice banana, I got a Mamma Mia, I got everything over here, you know? You want to buy it? What do you want? How much money you got? If he hadn't got any money, he gave it to the get-rich-quick fella. Because the rich are quicker, yeah, he's no good over there. No, go over there. Hey, where are you going with those bananas? Hey, son of a bitch, you got the banana. Give me that money. He's running. I called the police.
Oh, no, don't call the police. He didn't mean. All right. What's going on here? Oh, you again, huh? What happened, Giuseppe?
Hey, talk over here. This fella talking to me and the other one, the skinny one. He grabbed the banana. He run away.
Stole some bananas, huh? Well, that makes sense. He thinks he's top banana, but he's not. He's low banana. All right, you put your hands out like that.
What? I didn't take the bananas. He did.
Well, I can't get him, so I'll have to settle for you. Come on, let's go.
But I can't. But I got to go back to the get-rich-quick fella.
Oh, well, that's what this is all about, huh?
Get-rich-quick. I arrested him last week. He got out. He's back to his old shenanigans, huh? Come on, let's go. I'm going to make a double arrest.
Get-rich-quick. That's what he told the last person that I had to arrest, and he made him steal bananas. I don't know what's wrong with that guy. He's a banana.
All right, in a sight, follies, don't steal any bananas from push cart.
The moral of that story. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, by the way, and... Just stupid, crazy stuff, you know. Inner sight on the frolics. And, oh, we got Louis should be in here later, hopefully.
And, we got the great Jimmy Dinigan with the reader in school when a teacher asked him to get up in front of the class, the whole class, and read. You wouldn't believe what happened. So stay with us on Inner Sight. And, we're going to have a little, probably have a little Jackie Gleason, you know, goopy stuff and all that. Inner Sight with the Biting Buzzard. And later on, two old school chums will be here. Bobby Roman and Gabriel. Shut up. That's later on. All right. Brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue. Where do you see my dog in the papers next week? My Akita guide dog. Oh, man. Chis and videos and everything, and cameras going off and all that. And, it'll be out online next week. So we'll let you know, tell you where you can get it to see the great, great Akita guide dog. The dog that they said couldn't be a guiding animal. All right. Inner Sight, Big East, Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Hey, all the beautiful children of the world. Take care of them. Watch over them. Remember those who have passed on. Corey, Avante, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell. Just mention a few of the youngsters. Go an extra mile for a child. Yeah. Do it. Inner Sight told you to do it. Hey, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our regular office number 631-224-3090. All right. And we don't have an engineer tonight, so can't get any phone calls. Yeah, you'll have to tune into the archives if you want to listen later on. Most people listen to the show whenever they want. And that's good. I like that. All right, around the world, Inside Kennedy Realty. You want to buy a house, sell a house, get a house, get some good info? Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. Islip. Gee, I hope you didn't get hurt. Will you cut that out? You were just stale jokes. I got to get rid of that guy. Yeah, he barges in here every other week or something, you know. Go sit down over there and be hot. Be quiet. All right. Islip, New York. Kennedy. 631-888-1186. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? Call my buddy Gary. Nobody starved on Long Island. That's the ticket. Yeah, nobody starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. If you want to get some good food for your cat, dog, or your little pet animal, you can even pass some of it off to your mother. You know, who knows? Oh, I know. I know of a mother who's upstate on the floor. She could use some. On the floor. Go up there and you have to feed her some dog food. Cat food, dog food. Just put it in the bowl and, she can lap it up. All right, Inner Sight. Craziness, yeah. Inner Sight. Don't forget to sign our petition. Change.org. We got two of them over there. One to get rid of the nursing homes and the other one, service dog, school rights to deal with the schools. Hey, it's Guide Dog Month, Guide Dog. We salute all the guide dogs, all the dogs. Yeah. When the schools wake up and give people rights and become licensed, I'll salute them. Until then, I salute the dogs. That's it. You know, we need somebody to step up and do something about all the beautiful cats. Could be service cats. I can't believe that all the cat lovers and no one has put in a proposal or gotten one of the legislators to draft a law. Cats are very intelligent, you know. They can be trained and all that. Yeah. And they'd be very good in the subway. I'll tell you why. They keep away the rats and the mice. That's it. So somebody out there, you know, we do the dogs, and we love the dogs and all that. We need somebody to propose a law to declare trained cats as service cat. You know, you put a little harness on it, a service cat on there, and a little collar. You know, you can put a leash on a cat. Go easy with them. Yeah, that'd be so cool. All right, an idea to start a new business, service cat. Inner Sight, Able News. Hey, read Able News. Check it out online. Get a free subscription. Able News, the paper on and about the disabled. They got articles on different subjects by a lot of experts in different fields. And calendar of events. Oh, you can put your event in there, see? If you're going to dramatize anything or have a demonstration or, you know, call them and they'll put it right in there. Just keep it clean. All right, Inner Sight, get your free subscription of Able News online. Click them right on, Able News. Let's see, what else we got? Oh, Jimmy Dinigan coming up. Yeah. And let's see. Who did I leave out? Oh, you need a civil rights lawyer. Call Bahamundi. Jim. James Bahamundi. 516-783-9662. Bahamundi. If you can't pronounce it, don't worry. You just got to remember he doesn't work on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. He only works on Monday. That's it. Forget about Friday. He's gone. Yeah. All right. Inner Sight. And I don't know. The engineer took off. No engineer tonight. Yeah. But the show must go on. We don't stop this show for nothing. Rain or shine, hurricanes, tornadoes, anything. Anything could happen. And we still keep this show going. We did the show one time in a hurricane. Oh, yeah. A few years ago. That was something. That was in the middle of the wind and the rain and all that and it's a good thing I lived in a place where I was on the same grid with the hospital, see? That's why the lights didn't go out. The generator. You know, the hospital set it up and kept the lights on. Middle of a hurricane. Yeah, then the reports came in later on how the government was supposed to help people and send money, and then you got all the reports of where the money went to the wrong place. Yeah, that's because all the politicians got together and after the hurricane, and they had to have a big party. They went out and they drank and they spent the money. But they didn't tell you that part. Typical. All right, Inner Sight. And imagine if Ralph and Norton, the old Honeymooners, you know, Ralph and Norton became actors. You know, they thought they were actors. And they were doing this show. See, it's a play, you know. And Ralph really let it go to his head, see. So he comes in, he says, I have returned, my dear. And Norton starts with his lines and all that. Oh, if I knew you were there, I would not know thereof to be there forever and ever. Get him out of here. I can't go on with him. He's going to make me forget my lines. He's going to drive me nuts. Oh, how I love you. And I need you in my life forever and ever. My house, my villa, my garden, my string of palapomies. What? What's a string of palapomies, Ralph? Says it right there, palapomies. Oh, you mean polo ponies. I told you that nut was going to drive me nuts. Now he's got me saying palapomies, and I can't get rid of it. Tell Mr. Fabergé, the producer, to get somebody else rather than that nut upstairs.
Don't worry, Ralph. I'll be there.
Yeah, well, that's the good part. But keep him away from me, would you? Oh, Alice, I need some advice. Some advice. Wait a minute. Turn this way and that way, and this way and that way. What's my best side? Your best side is your ass. I mean, your backside. Gee.
It's your left side, Ed. Your left side.
Oh, left side. Yeah, okay. Oh, if I did not want you, I would hate you. Well, there he is. There he goes. The nut upstairs. Yes. Well, they put on the show, and it was funny because Ralph thought that he was a great actor, see. And the producer had other ideas, see. The producer wanted Alice for a part in a movie as a school teacher. And Ralph got all pouty, you know, he used to pout, you know. Oh, yeah. Oh, Alice, you're going to be a big star.
Oh, no, Ralph, turned him down. What?
What'd you do that for?
Because I wasn't acting. I was telling you I love you.
So there you have it, folks. That's a real skit. I changed a couple of things, but it was real, real, real. All right. Inner Sight on the Frolics. And Louie will be here. Hopefully he can get in. We don't have an engineer. I'll have to wish him in. Louis Rivera. when I was a kid, you know, in school, and, you know, I told you about Jimmy Dinigan and how he used to, I mean, he had to be the most annoying, goofiest that I ever had. Now, I want to change things tonight. Instead of Miss Ma, the teacher's going to be we got a new teacher. His name is Mortimer. Mortimer the teacher. Yeah. So Mortimer is up there in the front of the class. All right, everybody sit down now. Just sit down and be quiet. Don't make a lot of noise because I'm very nervous. I can't take it. My stomach, wait, I have to take some stomach medicine. My stomach gets all growly.
What's that noise, teacher? Mr. Mortimer, Mr. Motorman, what is that?
That's my stomach. Yeah. The other day I was in a car with my friend and I ate a bad turkey burger. And my stomach was all growling and upset, and my friend got all nervous in the car because she thought I had to go out and go to the hospital. And she wouldn't stop.
No, don't get in the car. Stay in the car. Don't get out. No, I can't stop. No. Mama man, stay in the car, Mama man.
Mortimer.
Mama man, stay in the car. Please, you go to the hospital. I can't take a hospital. If I take a hospital, I got to wait there. I'll be there all night. I can't do that. My daughter has to go to sleep.
I'll have to go later. I can't take it. So that's what happened, and I had to go home, and I spent 3 hours on the train. I got worse. Then I got diarrhea. All right. Now, Jimmy, get up in front of the class. Get the reader out. Come on, get the reader.
Oh yeah, okay, Mr. Mortimer. You mind if I call you Mr. Mortician?
No, not Mortimer. It's not my name. My name is Mortimer.
Ah, oh, Mr. Mortimer. All right. Yeah.
Page 12 in the reader.
Oh, all right. Here we go. The story of Dick and Jane. Yeah, oh, yeah. Jane runs. See Jane run. Run, Jane, run. Jane runs fast. Dick runs after Dick runs after Jane. Jane doesn't like Dick. Jane tries to get away from Dick, but Dick runs fast. Dick is big. That's why they call him Big Dick. Hey, Mr. Mormon, that's a dirty word in this book. Dirty word, Dick. My father said not supposed to say that. I wonder if Dick liked Pale Ginger Ale. Pale Ginger Ale, father.
Oh, just stop. Don't sing that song. It makes me very nervous. That song is very, very, it makes me grit my teeth. Stop that. Read the reader, Jimmy, the reader.
Dick's mother told Jane, stand still so Dick can catch you. But Janie didn't want to stand still. I don't like Dick. Janie don't like Dick.
Woo! I don't know why, who picked this book out? What kind of, sounds like a dirty book. Yeah.
It is a dirty book, Mortimer. It's not good. I don't know why they give this book to kids. Why they give me this book? Run, Jane, run. Dick, hurry up, Dick. Go, Dick, go. Woo! All right.
In his sight. Yeah, imagine if Mort was our teacher. Oh, my God. With all those blind kids. Don't stand up. You might fall down. Stay in the seat. He would have had all those kids staying in one place. Now, when the bell rings, don't get up. I'll help you. Let me help you up. Woo! All right, in this side, we got Bobby Roman coming up with Gabriel. And Louis is supposed to be here, but I don't know where the engineer is. So, all right. 8:32, New York. In his sight, and two old classmates, you know, who knew each other in school, Bobby Roman and Gabriel. Yeah. And they might have been in Mortimer's class, for all I know. I don't know. So, Gabriel's goofing, you know, he's out on the street, and Roman sees him from a distance. Remember me from school, Bobby Roman? He's yelling like a maniac. Oh, yeah, Bobby, yeah, I remember you, yeah, You're the kid. You were always in trouble, man. You got in trouble.
Yeah, I got in trouble because the girls got me in trouble. I got it. I had it, boy. I did it all. Yeah. I had all those girls. They wouldn't leave me alone. I had to go down to the principal's office to get away from them, man. Yeah, I had it. I did it.
Yeah, well, what are you doing now?
Oh, I got a $1 million idea in this box. Big idea. Hey, as an old school chum, I'll let you in on the ground floor on a $1 million idea, see?
What's that? What's that?
I'm going to make vaccine candy.
Vaccine candy? What do you mean, vaccine?
Oh, everybody's going to love this. See, nobody wants to take the vaccine, but people like to eat candy. Bobby Roman from school.
See,
you give people candy, you don't tell them it's a vaccine. And then they eat it.
Yeah. Well, what happens? What happened then?
Well, they either do or die.
Most of them, I hope, do.
Uh-oh. Here comes, hey, look who's there. Our old teacher, Mr. Mortimer. Hello, Mr. Mortimer.
Who are you? What are you doing? Who are you?
I'm Bobby Roman from school. Don't you remember me?
Oh no, you're that kid that was always starting trouble. Yeah, I had to go to the doctor. I couldn't take it. My stomach started acting up. Then my legs hurt. My legs got all swollen. I couldn't walk. I had to go to the VA hospital. And they wouldn't give me a day off. I didn't know what to do, and you drove me crazy. Mr. Mortimer, it's all right now because he's not in school anymore, and now you're all retired. I mean retarded. I mean retired. Yeah, it's a good thing I made it. It's a good thing I made it to retirement. I didn't think I was going to make it. Him driving me crazy. Like the day they caught him in the bathroom when he went with himself. That was horrible. What are you doing now, Bobby?
Oh, I'm selling, I'm in business, see? I got vaccine candy. You want to go, what? Vaccine candy? What are you talking about? What is that? I got all different flavors. I got chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, cashew, butter pecans from Skip, Bobby Roman. You're gonna wind up getting locked up. You're gonna get in a lot of trouble. You can't sell vaccine candy. It's against the law. There's laws.
Why don't you try one, Mr. Mortimer? Try a vaccine candy. Let me know. No, I'm not taking that. I have a very delicate stomach.
Hey, Frank.
I still have a delicate stomach, and I got that from school. It got worse. That's why I had to get out and retire. I couldn't take it anymore.
Hey.
Well, you should have. Well, I did. Yeah. Well, I had all the girls after me, man. Yeah, I had them. Yeah, me. Yeah. Oh, I had all those girls. They wouldn't leave me alone.
Yeah, I know you got in trouble. And your mother had to come up to school. Remember that? Then I got all nervous.
All right, in a sight. Hello, who's on this line? Who's on the show?
You got me to put through Lovey Drops.
Oh, is Louie up?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, all right. Bring Louie.
All right, here he comes. Here he comes. Hey, Lou.
Hey, Perino.
Hi, Lou.
Hey, Louie.
Who is it, Suzanne or Frank Perino?
It's both
me.
Of us.
Oh, she's on too. I didn't even know it.
Hi, Suzanne.
How you doing, Lou?
Oh, hang on, man. Welcome to the Frolics on a Friday night.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a lot of fun tonight with the Love Drops and... I'm going to find a swab. I got to talk to Jerry Lewis all about it, and I'll go talk to Lauren Hardy all about it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Do you
got
Aaron?
Yeah, talk to Rosanna Dana, Frank.
Okay.
Now listen, Dana Rosanna.
Yeah, Rosanna Dana talking to Frank for you. You're on the line on the telephony.
Yeah. Well, listen, let me ask you a question, Rosanna Dana. Have you been vaccinated?
Yeah, I've been vaccinated a long time ago on two needles, right on the left and right in the right arm.
Oh, you got vaccinated a long time ago, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so that means... as long as you're vaccinated, we can let you on the show. See, if you weren't vaccinated, you couldn't get on the show, you know. That's it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
I'm out of those layers. Too much kissing and kissy all over me.
Yeah. What do you think of the idea of vaccination candy? All flavors.
Wish I can eat it, but I hope it's not too sweet. I can't eat it.
Oh, what do you try better?
Maybe go boom, 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 boom.
so you get all excited when you have sugar.
You're not pumping, right?
No, he ain't.
Boom, boom. What goes boom, boom? Your heart?
No, Ralph, and Ed Norton tied in the handcuffs.
No.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah, boom, boom. Well,
you ain't boom enough, Ralph Bramden.
They ought to come out with candy that you eat, and you don't need vaccination, because the candy is the vaccination, see? Put all
that
good stuff
in. Yeah.
That would go over big.
I'm in the right bathroom, Frank. I'm in the right bathroom.
Oh, you went to the right bathroom.
You're in the right
Not
bathroom?
Not the right bathroom, but I'm in the hallway where near the bathroom.
Oh.
Wait a minute. The bathroom in the hallway?
Yeah, I'm talking in the hallway with Pat Coleman and Jerry Lewis, and I got the swab. They killed the coronavirus pandemic. Tickle their fancy, you know. Rosanna's on my side. I got the two swabs with me, so is Rosanna Dada. Got the tickle feather.
Tickle feather?
Yeah.
What do you do with that?
Tickle coochie.
Tickle coochie.
No,
yeah, what do you
tickle
do?
Feet. I got time today. I'm going coochie on the feet.
Oh, I see.
Now, I tie it to the ankles.
Yeah. You know what we need a good song. Give us a good song. Come on.
Yeah. With the
about combat. The. Sing to the Rosanna Danner and all the others.
Yeah, please.
How about, Spanish Eyes. You know Spanish Eyes?
I could put it in Love Drops Eyes, sort of.
That's it.
Dang it.
Spanish Eyes, blue.
Coronavirus Eyes. True love and love you, coronavirus eyes. Please don't laugh. Meanwhile, I tickle my feet to his fancy store.
Oh my God.
True.
Coronavirus
eyes.
Let Louis sing to them.
Meanwhile, I saw the love drops once before.
Oh, my goodness.
But please say,
he felt the mute button.
So, wait a minute. So you, my coronavirus eyes, was way for me.
All right, do you realize?
So, not yet. Well, you are my Spanish eyes. I wait for Rosanna Dana.
Fine. Do you realize you have my ears left in my hearing?
Is that it? Is that it, Lou?
Yeah, that's right, for Rosanna Dana.
Do you realize that if that song works, we can send it to China
it
for
works.
The
yes, it
the
is,
cure.
Yeah, right.
The cure is to make your stomach tickle your stomach or your fancy.
A new cure for the virus. We don't need vaccination. You got the song.
Oh, yeah, right. That's going to be
better. It's better than the vaccination. Make sure.
Oh,
laugh.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
yeah,
all right.
Right.
That was funny, Lou. That was funny.
Yeah, that was funny. Yes, and okay.
Yeah.
Are they
all right, in his sight.
We have a
with Louis plan? Rivera. And,
yeah, that's right. Hey, pretty soon, Frank, why don't you put honoring Louis Rivera in one of these days?
Yeah. When is the sergeant's birthday? I forget. When is it? Next week?
Next, 1 week from Friday.
Oh, all right. We have
the 90th birthday of
Michael
Louis Rivera Sr.
Yeah, don't forget to remind me. I want to wish him a happy birthday, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, all
right, in his sight.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. I want to wish you have a good weekend. This is Rosanna Dana signing off till next Friday on the Frolics on a Friday night on Inner Sight from 8 to 9 on the Block Talk Radio Dandy Duty. All right?
Yeah. Yeah. With
yeah.
The new cure for the virus. The song.
The coronavirus eyes.
Coronavirus eyes.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, in a sight.
I love you,
Suzanne. Right here, folks.
Hey, Lou, I love you, too. You take care, okay?
Okay. This is Rosanna Dana taking a nap. You take care. Have a good weekend. And thank you.
Have a great weekend, Lou. All right. Take care.
Yep.
All right. In a sight.
Take care, friend. You have just Anthony listening. That's all, the last person. And he's not, he's...
Yeah, before you go, give me an official count.
Oh, I can, okay.
Yeah. All right, in the sight, and I want to tell the story because it's funny.
110,063. We broke it.
Wow, that's pretty good. 110,063. We went over the 110,000. All right.
That's awesome.
A few years ago, I was working with a guy, and we did a couple of shows together. And he used to be an agent. You know, he used to handle. Some of the top celebrities like Connie Francis, Edie Gourmet, I think, you know, some of the old timers, you know.
Yeah.
And came out to Long Island. He lived in the Bronx. And we had to pick him up. And my friend Maria picked him up. And we were in the car together. And this guy was, he didn't realize how funny he was, but he was funny. He was like a whiner when he talked. His name was Mort, you know.
Mort.
And so he started, I don't feel good. I don't like this car. I have to, can you stop? I need some air. I don't feel good. What am I going to do? I ate out earlier. I had a turkey burger and they burnt it. They burnt my turkey burger, and I had to eat it, and it stuck in my stomach.
Oh no!
So I told him. I said, Mort. I said, do the stomach down. Push your stomach down. He said, I can't push my stomach down. I'll throw up.
Oh God!
And he's going on and on and on. And Maria got all, and then he says, "You gotta take me to the hospital. I gotta go to the VA hospital. Is there a VA hospital around here? What am I gonna do? I gotta go to the VA." And he's going on and on and on, and Maria got all.
No, you go. No, I can't take the VA. I can't take the VA. I gotta drive. It make me nervous. Don't make me nervous. Sit down. You gotta be quiet. I mean, you gotta be quiet. Don't get my daughter all excited now.
And then Athena started in a little bit.
Oh my goodness! You know. You saw her mom.
It was so funny.
You must have been laughing.
It was so funny. The way he went on and on and on, and nothing happened. You know.
No. He just was panicking.
I think he was just a little nervous.
Yeah, probably.
I think he had car anxiety.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't doubt that.
If you know what that is,
yeah.
Car anxiety. But Mort's a good guy, and We did some cool things together.
Yeah.
Like we gave a show at Carnegie Hall, talent show in the studio at Carnegie Hall. And these kids came in with a band, see? And they called themselves the Death Kids.
Oh, nice.
And they set up these instruments with the band, you know, and it was loud, you know, and Mozart, he got all, turn it down, I can't, it's too loud, turn it down. He go, and all of a sudden, in the middle of the song, this kid released a big smoke machine, smoke all over the studio. Somebody called the fire department, and Mort yelling, "What'd you do? You're starting a fire! Put that out!" And the father was the manager. He's standing there. Aren't they great? Don't you like these kids? Aren't they beautiful? Look how talented they are! They're crazy! I can't have smoke in here. We're all gonna get in trouble.
That's funny.
And the woman who gave us the studio started yelling. I'll
you
never forget it. It sounded like a whining dog.
A whining dog.
Stop that. How do you sound? Do it again. Yeah, that's what he sounded like.
Oh, seriously, that bad?
All right, Inner Sight. Frolics. That's a true story, folks.
Yeah, I don't doubt. I remember you telling me that he sounded like that, too.
Oh, yeah. What is it? 8:22 on Inner Sight.
Yeah.
On the Frolics. And, don't forget, we're on television. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit. Thursday on the Altice, Long Island, 7:30, Channel 20, Thursdays. All the reruns and stuff, all right? And Inner Sight Frolics. Yeah, it's all in fun and...
Yes.
And, you know, don't too serious on us now because...
No, can't.
It's just crazy fun.
Yes, it is.
You know. And, by the way, if anybody would like to be on the show, drop us an email, innersight@pmpmail.com. Don't put in any attachments.
Nope.
Yes.
We won't.
Crazy attachments that... Not only I can't open the attachment, they jam up my email.
Yeah, and also, when you do send to that email, just, you know, the response time, because the server is kind of slow, it's an older server. We found out this morning. Right?
Oh, well, the whole internet is slow these days.
Yeah, so just expect
jamming
me to
on.
A day's response time, right? I couldn't believe that this morning. It took a whole, like, the overnight for you to send something. It was crazy. You know?
All right. Monday, we'll be with you Monday, mad or glad. And hope you had a little fun.
Yeah.
A little craziness.
Ooh.
I wonder if they still have those books.
Oh, which
that
one?
Jimmy read, Dick and Jane.
Oh, yeah, they should.
Do they still use those in school?
Probably for the really, you know, young kids. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, we used to read them in the... We weren't that young. We used to read them in the Braille class.
We had them, too.
Yeah.
We had the books. They were kind of weird at times, but...
But those books were... Yeah. Were funny.
They were.
And a lot of the times, the teachers had to hold back their laughter.
Yes, because the way to
because they had a different translation of it.
Of course they did. Could you imagine what
Jimmy,
the teacher would be saying?
Jimmy was the way Jimmy read it was funny, and then
I heard your thing. That's why I came in laughing.
And then he, in the middle of it, says, "That's a dirty word in the book." My father says a dirty word. I shouldn't put that in there. Dirty.
That's too funny.
I wonder who created that. You would think they'd use a different name, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, why didn't they use John and Jane or something?
I don't know.
But anyway, it was funny, all right, and, you know, you double take on it.
Oh, hell.
You know.
Maybe they just wanted
and then,
to.
And then Janie gets up and says, "I don't want Dick running after me.
No.
I don't like Dick," she said. Woo!
Oh, that was cute. Did you like Janie, like, as if she were, you know, a puppy love, like love? Didn't you say at one point you liked Janie?
Oh, she was annoying. She liked me
annoying?
More than I liked her.
Oh, she liked you more?
Yeah. She wanted me to come to her house.
Oh, all right.
I don't think I ever went to her house.
Oh, see, you never went there. Maybe you would have. Maybe you would have liked the more if you went to her house.
I don't think I ever did.
She wasn't your type.
All right, in a sight. And I want to thank all our listeners. Over 110,000 now. Wow. That's pretty cool, man.
Find out.
Are we still number 3?
Yeah, we are.
When are we going to be number 1? We deserve to be number 1. Nobody does a show like us. Come on.
No, they don't do the type of show that we do. That's for sure.
The things that we put out, the subjects we talk about, and the solutions. Nobody gives a solution.
Nobody gives solutions. They just
discuss
problems. That's true. Very true. Very, very true. People need to give
more. All right. Insight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our regular office number, 631-224-3090. Thank all our listeners, all the people who contribute to Inner Sight. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And we'll be with you Monday, Mad or Glad Monday. So have a good weekend.
Yes.
Stay
please
safe.
Do.
Stay out of trouble. Yeah, don't be like me. Don't go getting in trouble, you know. All right, Inner Sight. And I want to thank Suzanne for engineer
you're
tonight.
Welcome.
All right.
Yeah, I needed a break tonight. I just watched a movie and ate dinner. That's all.
Be with you Monday, man or glad. Thank you. Inner Sight.
You're welcome.
Around the world. We tell the world like it is. Goodbye,
yes,
world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Night, everyone. Good night.